I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Republican House Speaker David Ralston says next year's legislative session may last a little bit longer. Speaking on GPB's Political Rewind, Ralston said the state's budget will be a top focus.
We'll take whatever time we need to take next year to do a budget because we're going to be asked to make some difficult choices.
Governor Brian Kemp asked state agencies to expect 4% less money for the rest of this fiscal year and submit proposals to cut 6% next year. The State House and Senate Appropriations Committees have already started meeting to discuss next year's plans. The legislative session begins on January 13th. The Democratic Party is suing over Georgia's handling of absentee ballots, a year after some ballots were rejected for minor reasons, such as signatures not exactly matching those on file with the state. The federal lawsuit filed Wednesday says that absentee voters aren't uniformly notified of problems or given enough time to correct them. It asks that a judge require state elections officials to notify voters of missing signatures within one day of receiving a ballot. The lawsuit comes a year after thousands of absentee ballots were rejected during the close governor's race between Democrat Stacey Abrams and current Republican Governor Brian Kemp. A new state law gives voters 3 days after an election to fix any issues with an absentee ballot. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency is rolling back Obama-era rules on the management of toxins flowing from coal-fired power plants into waterways. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, the change comes in the midst of a larger change to how coal ash is regulated.
The EPA claims that fewer toxins like arsenic, lead, and mercury, and heavy metals like cadmium and chromium will flow into U.S. waterways under their new coal ash rules. Chris Bowers, an attorney for the Southern Environmental Law Center, says if plants adopt the newest technology, that might well be true.
But plant by plant, the picture can be very different. And that's our concern.
That's because the new rules hinge on utilities voluntarily cleaning up coal ash without much EPA oversight. Meanwhile, if Georgia's Environmental Protection Division takes over coal ash management from the EPA as planned, some storage facilities could be regulated more stringently than they would be even under the Obama-era rules. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Atlanta.
The search is continuing for a Clark Atlanta University student who's been missing for more than a week. A vigil was held last night for 21-year-old Alexis Crawford, who vanished near her apartment on October 30th. Police have released photos of the student at her last known location, which was inside a Southwest Atlanta store. Family members fear that someone is responsible for Crawford's disappearance. Investigators are asking anyone with information to contact police. And Georgia is being named the best state for business for the 7th year in a row by Site Selection magazine. Governor Kemp announced the honor during a visit to the Georgia Cyber Center in Augusta on Wednesday. He spoke to WFXG-TV.
That's significant for our state to continue to keep our economy diversified and give Georgians, no matter what their zip code is, opportunities where they grew up. That's what excites me the most.
Kemp says Georgia was recognized for its business climate, strong workforce, and the success of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta Airport. According to the Georgia Department of Economic Development, nearly 29,000 new jobs were created this past fiscal year. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks fell to the Chicago Bulls last night, 113-93. It was a tough night for the Hawks' leading scorer, Trae Young, who only notched 9 points in the contest. Atlanta's next game is Friday when they host the Sacramento Kings at State Farm Arena. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.